Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Life Unexpected, the podcast that explores the stories of women experiencing unplanned pregnancies. I am your host, Connie Papiani, and I'm the author of You Are Not Disqualified and the creator of an amazing nonprofit called Unexpected Ministries. We provide resources for women experiencing unplanned pregnancies. From practical resources like housing, food, and clothing, to faith-based resources like mentorship and community. You can click the link in the description for all the details on that. Life Unexpected is not coupled with any religion or politics, nor does it wish to support or oppose any cause. It is independent of everything outside of the stories shared here within. Our only purpose is to spread hope by sharing our stories and helping other women experience the same. Life Unexpected podcast celebrates the milestones of its listeners. To be spotlighted on our next episode, please email us via the same link in the description. Life Unexpected podcast is always looking for guest speakers for future episodes. So if you'd like to share your story here with us, please email us at the same link. Our topics come directly from the chapter titles in our host's book, You Are Not Disqualified. Click the link in the description to get your free copy and follow along with us. In each episode, we will read a section of the chapter and open the episode to our speaker, followed by a brief discussion on the topic. Episodes last about 30 minutes in length and are published every Tuesday. And today, we are here to welcome our guest, Anita Andrews. She's going to tell you what chapter we're going to start on, and I'm excited that you are here and can't wait to hear you share. Anita, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today. I will actually be reading from chapter 5, You Are Lovable. The part that kind of jumped out at me was in the beginning, the problem for women, no matter the situation, who face unplanned pregnancy, there is still a social stigma around being judged or made feel an outcast. When Mary found out she was pregnant with Jesus, she was named a whore, even by her fiance, who knew and loved her. Joseph was secretly planning to divorce her. The confirmation for Mary and Mary's story that God designed her unplanned pregnancy was when she visits her sister and the baby in her belly weeps. I had one of those moments, and that part right there kind of jumped out at me. A little bit about me and my story is my beautiful miracle child is my unplanned pregnancy. He came to me at a point in my life where I was really lost and never realized I had healed from being raped as a teenager. So with that being said, my story is a long one where from that rape, it caused a lot of physical internal damage to myself, not to mention emotional damage. I was told at the age of 21, while being newly married and young, that I would never have children if I didn't have them before the age of 30. So fast forward, newly divorced, trying to find my way through life, ended up in a relationship and being betrayed in a way that I never thought I would. I found myself seeking solace in what people would quote unquote consider being loose. I had a one night stand with someone who I knew but didn't know very well. Did use contraception, but I am one of those few where it did not work. I decided to go get tested for STDs and everything else. Never really crossed my mind about pregnancy. Fast forward, I was about maybe 3.5 months pregnant, and I felt ill at work thinking that I had food poisoning. I went to the emergency room, and lo and behold, the doctor comes in and she's like, "Congratulations." And I'm like, I'm not dying. And she's like, "No, you're pregnant." And I'm like, "No, you're in the wrong room." And she's like, "Are you Amita Andrews?" I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "No, I'm in the right room." I was like, "What? They told me I couldn't have kids." And we went to the sonogram, and the sonogram tech was like, "I usually don't do this," but turns the screen around. "This? Yeah, that's a baby." And I'm like, "Holy crap, I'm now 33 years old. They told me I would never have kids before the age, if I didn't have them before the age of 30. And I remember 3 years prior, it was literally a month after my 30th birthday, I went to a revival and I prayed. And I was like, "God, you know what? I don't have much to give you, but I give you my 10%. They were talking about the power of tithing. And I was like, "I don't have much, but I promise to give you all of my 10%. Now, at this time, when I went through all my difficulties trying to conceive, they told me that I only had 10% function of my ovaries, which was why they said by the time I was 30, if I didn't have a child, I wouldn't be able to get pregnant. My son was my 10%. And I would never, ever, ever thought that just saying that out loud, "God, of everything that I have, what little I have, I give you my 10%. So I went through those stages of feeling unlovable, feeling like I wasn't worthy. And God said, "Just give me your 10%. It doesn't matter what it is. Just the sacrifice of that 10%. And now I have my miracle child. I am in a loving relationship and I feel so better and so much more empowered in following my purpose," which brought me to open my business and help educate people on money, not from the aspect that most would consider. Most people consider the mindset of the person. And for me, it's not so much the mindset, it's the soul set, because your soul set is your foundation of who you are. And if you are willing, like that day when I said, "God, I'll give you my 10% of everything, the little that I have," that represented my good stewardship that was already in my heart. And then he was able to transform my mind and now my bank account. So thank you so much for allowing me to share my story.
So, so good, Amita. Thank you. I honor the vulnerability and the honesty it takes to show up and share these stories. So thank you so much. You mentioned a couple of things, and I love how you tied it in with the, you know, the prosperity piece of it. But I want to go back to the time in your story where, so you find out you're pregnant by your own surprise. You're not even there to find that, right?
Yeah.
And the means in which you conceived, you said, you used the word judgment. Mm-hmm. That was your word. So I'd like to hear a little bit more of like, okay, so what happened after that? You know, going to the people we love, the people who are close with us, and explaining them the situation, you know? I understand you were like a grown woman at that time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to highlight that on that too, because a lot of the young women that, at least I work with, are still in their early 20s, you know? So to hear these stories from older generations too is like important, I think. But I want to focus on, okay, so you left the OB and then what happened, right?
It was a wave of emotion. And I say judgment because I judged myself too, because I sat there as I'm getting dressed and being told this information. I'm like, how could you be so dumb? Like, this is not like you. Why would you just do something that's so random that now you have this life that you have to worry about? At the time, I was very broken. And I'm like, okay, and now you're going to add a kid to this mix. Like, you're going to screw this kid's life up. And I think the biggest judgment was within myself. Wow. Versus anything anybody else could have said to me. So at that time, I was so broken that the things that other people said to me, I had already spoke those words to myself. And it took me to a point where I literally had to seek psychiatric help. I did go to counseling. I did go to therapy. And I realized that I demonized myself way before I even was demonized by anyone else.
Right.
And those words that you speak over yourself, mm-hmm. they will either uplift or consume you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit to where those voices came from, you feel?
I feel a lot of the voices come from the environment we grow up in, the family that we grow up in, certain values that they hold that we never really realize affects us. And that's what brought me to understanding that I have to create my own safe space for myself. That I'm open to make those decisions from my heart and not from my head, because in my head, I was already conditioned by society, family pressures, and just things that I learned along the way that weren't really correct.
They become your truth until mm-hmm. you know the truth, right?
You have to first find your truth and yeah. then in your truth.
Yeah. So in what season did that shift for you, where you remembered that you had tithed the last 10% you had of your life, and the story began to change in your heart?
It was after completing, I think it was about 8 months into my whole therapy process. Facebook has this thing where it sends up memories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally a picture of me standing in a mirror. And that picture brought back the memory of what I spoke to myself in that mirror that day. So you have to remember that you have the most power to speak over yourself. Your words are more powerful than any other words that can be spoken over you. And you never know the promise God has for you. So you have to open yourself up to remember those things. So I don't think it was just a coincidence that that picture picked up. That was God reminding me, hey, remember? And now I'm sitting here with this 1 month old and I'm staring at him and I'm like, oh my God, I remember this.
Right.
And it's like, okay.
That's what I was thinking, that, you know, how old was the baby? Had you had the baby yet? That God was like, all right, she ain't getting it. I'm going to put this right in front of her face. You know, that time. The baby's here, right? Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Yeah.
He's like sitting there and he's looking at me and at all the pain, all the anguish, all the verbal beatings, the judgment, all of that faded away. And I was like,
come on.
This was God's promise.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So powerful. Tying it back into, you know, the purpose and the work that you're doing now with women and financial freedom, you reminded me of this story of, you know, the fish and the loaves that we've heard 100 times, but just lifting what you have, whatever it is that you got left, lifting it up to God.
Yes.
I think the 10% is neither here nor there, but I think the 10% was how God got your attention. You know, he knew that there was a financial plan and that 10% is what we go with for our tithing, right? There was like numbers behind it. So he's talking your language and he went with that 10%, you know?
Yes.
Whoa, thank you. So I just got something. I just got a download that Holy Spirit's telling me. The medical report said it was 10%, but God had that 90 already lined up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want people to hear that piece in it because that's the promise. That's the future. You know, no matter what that medical report says, no matter what the situation says, no matter what the history says, you know, in our stories, that whatever you got left, rise it up, hold it up to him, hold it up to him. He'll use it.
Yep.
You know, it's beautiful. Such a powerful story. So for the listener that is in the space of, trying to make that decision, or maybe just found out, I feel like that's it, just found out that they're pregnant and trying to make that decision, like, what would you leave her with today?
I would leave her with, take the time to sit down with yourself and think about what's in your best interest, not what society says is your best interest. Sit down and really decide. There's that little part of you that was innately created. I speak a lot about needs, desires, and dreams. Your needs are things that are natural. You need them to live. Your desires are the better that you want. And your dreams are your vision of creation that impact the world. So think about those three things. What do you need right now? He will provide. What do you desire? It's yours to create. And what is your vision for tomorrow? It's there for you to design.
Beautiful. So powerful. Thank you. Thank you, Mira. I can't thank you enough. Such a powerful story, and I look forward to hearing like more of it revealed through your work and getting to know you better. I would love to have you back as a guest too.
Yes.
So that is going to conclude our time together with Amita here. I'd like to thank you. And then can you just let our listeners know, you know, how they can stay in touch with you and follow up on your work?
Yes, you can follow up with me on Facebook. I am Amita Andrews. And on the Instagram, I am at Coach Amita Andrews, and Clubhouse at Coach Amita.
Awesome. Well, that will be in the description of this episode as well. So if this has benefited you today, remember to subscribe and set your alerts and leave up a review on Spotify. And we're just going to close out today's episode with a prayer. Thanks again, Amita. Would you like to pray us out?
Sure. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time that you've given us. And I thank you for the lives that will be touched by this message. I just appreciate you and honor you right now because your will be done and your purpose has been fulfilled. And continue to fill us up with what we have poured out onto others. In this day, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our listeners, enjoy your day. We'll see you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.